You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE has been open for 40 minutes, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, we're going to talk about sport later on. I'm still exhausted from yesterday. But let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service announcements, if we can. The Anheuser-Busch story is one that I saw very early this morning on BBC Asia's business report. And they just talked about the cancelling of their IPO because market conditions are not ideal. Some, they phrased it like that. I wonder what's not ideal about market conditions when you've got the Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ all doing so beautifully.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But perhaps the pricing, they couldn't get demand. It's very rare that you see an IPO that doesn't go through, especially in sort of really developed markets that side where people have really done their homework. So that's quite confusing. There was sort of a hint of it on Thursday, Friday last week. Anheuser-Busch is here down 2%, so reflecting that. So it was actually quite aggressively down for openings. It recovered a little bit.
But, yeah. And this was, of course, for Budweiser Brewing Company APAC Limited on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. It's the Asia-Pacific subsidiary. And it goes on to say the company is not proceeding with this transaction due to several factors, including the prevailing market conditions. The company will closely monitor market conditions as it continuously evaluates the options to enhance shareholder value, optimize the business, and drive long-term growth subject to strict financial discipline. So market conditions is very strange. Maybe they're seeing something that we don't. Maybe their last couple of months have been really poor for beer sales or something.
Yeah, as brokers and investors, we're always looking for the canary in the cage that suddenly falls over. I just hope that this is not one of those, really. I think it is a little bit of investigating. And I mean, obviously, Anheuser-Busch got a lot of debt on the book. I mean, obviously, they bought out SO Breweries, and that's going to take a long time to digest all of that. So I suppose that's why they're going for all these IPOs.
ENX Group Limited has divested Equestria Fleet Management and Logistics and withdraws its cautionary announcement at the same time. Of course, the Bidvest Group has bought the stuff.
Yeah, that's, it looks a good deal for ENX, but seems of a little bit of a feeling of a rescue operation going on there from Bidvest. ENX share price responding positively. That's up about 4%, 12.25. Let's have a look what Bidvest has done. Also up about 1%. That's probably in line with the market. CNX has been a disappointment, really. Sort of superstar management, really. Market has had a lot of expectations there, but it really hasn't lived up to its possibilities, really. I suppose it's a reflection of the economy.
Okay, Pioneer Food Group Limited, cautionary announcement. Zeta Investments Limited, cautionary announcement. What's the story there?
Yeah, I got our traders excited that one. It's interesting because it's quite a big discount, which would theoretically be unlocked. Came out of the blue. There wasn't even a hint of there being a cautionary. Well, one of the traders was saying, and I mean, we just cast our mind back, Pioneer Foods pre the Nanigate situation was around 190 Rand. And PepsiCo in the US apparently lined up a bid at 230 Rand. But obviously, when they saw, you know, things going slightly awry here politically, pulled that bit off the table, and since then Pioneer's fallen all the way back. I don't think it's anything as big as that. The thing with these type of stocks is generally people know, and the share prices haven't responded that positively. So got my people in the pubs in Stellenbosch trying to get the story.
Tiger Valley, actually. Zeta, Greg, obviously Pioneer Foods constitutes a substantial part of Zeta's sum of the parts valuation, and accordingly shareholders are advised to exercise caution when dealing in the company's securities until a further announcement is made. So
maybe they're just going to unbundle that. Yeah, maybe they're just going to unbundle that to you, and then you unlock their discount, which is always hard. I don't know why I think that Paul Yanni must be pulling his hair out wondering why there's a discount.
Yes, indeed. You're going to pull your hair out now because I'm going to give you one of my famous quiz questions. Middle East Diamond Resources Limited.
Oh, I'm going to just try my best. I see it on the. Oh, no. I thought it'd be MDI, and that's Master Drilling. I don't know where these little listings come from. I don't know how they get under my radar.
Anyway, it's renewed its cautionary announcement. Its code is MED, Greg.
MED, there is. Yeah, it might be under suspension because it's got no prices, no price history. It's got no prices, so shares an issue, but it's got a zero on market capitalization. So perhaps that cautionary, I think I can actually wriggle my way out of this one. I mean, it's just got, it's got no business on the market, and there has been no business in the stock.
The last notified price, I think, from sharenet.co.za anyway, 11 cents per share. Greg, this morning at around about 3:30, 4 o'clock, we saw the Chinese GDP number, the lowest growth for nearly three decades, coming in at 6.2%. But still, 6.2%, we'd take 2.2% in this country.
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of remarkable, really. But I think it's probably sends a signal to the markets. Perhaps these tariffs and all of the trade tensions are certainly not helping at all.
No, they're not. But as I say, it's a huge, huge economy. And to grow at 6.2%, okay, it was growing at 11-12% maybe 10 years ago, but it's come back. Yeah. But still doing very well. But Mr. Trump's activities are exerting their influence far and wide.
I like what Jim Rogers said on your pod last week. You can't believe any number that comes out of any government.
Yes, he was
very often
quite cynical about that whole thing, wasn't he? Yeah. Yes, there's also a lot of massaging, especially from the Chinese, because it is a controlled economy. Let's not forget that. This week, Greg, in South Africa, I think we've got the Anglo-American stable coming out with their quarterly trading statements, and also we've got Richemont as well. So some big names coming out with some numbers this week.
Yeah, actually, from the 22nd of July, I've got Amplats and Kumba, Anglo-American. The JSE themselves are not too far off, and Liberty coming up. We're also expecting trading statements this week from BHP, ShopRite, Kumba. As you said, Anglo-American will have a trading statement, Massmart, that'll be interesting, Dis-Chem, and Truworths.
Very good. So busy time coming up for companies with junior ends. Greg, we have got the small matter of the South African Reserve Bank meeting on Wednesday and concluding their meeting on Thursday and giving us an interest rate decision on Thursday at around about 3:15 South African time. Now, the general consensus is there's going to be a cut. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, I think if we remember the wording back, they said they do see that the model that they run has spoken, and that the model said there is room for a cut. So I think that's might be a little bit too late, but certainly the market will welcome that news. And I think it's starting to probably price it in. But it would make sense to have a cut.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the movers on the exchange today, Greg. Why don't you start with the indexes, and then I'll give you the spot prices, and then we'll look at the individual stocks. Let's do it that way.
All right. The banks more or less flat, up 0.01. Financials up 0.10, industrials up 0.33%, retailers slightly negative, down 0.04, gold index up 0.8, plants up 1/3, resources up 0.46. So that leaves the all share up 0.32, 186 points better, 57,463. So, I mean, another green day, not massive, but it's got a good feel about it. It feels like we can maybe build on something here, perhaps with that rate cut later in the week. Give the market a push through to the end of the month.
And all eyes on the currency market as that Reserve Bank decision unfolds later in the week. The dollar rand currently 13.88, British pound against the rand 17.44, euro rand 15.66, euro dollar 1.1285. Gold price, let's have a look at that one. What's happening there? 14.14 down $1.50. The platinum price is up 8 to $839 an ounce, and palladium is 15.56, which is up 16. It's a pretty good move there after a couple of weekdays last week. In the States on Friday, the Dow Jones did it again, 244 points higher, 0.9%. to 27,332. Dow Jones futures this morning building on that, up 80 points despite the bad or relatively bad GDP number from China. S&P is also doing well this morning. FTSE is 0.1% higher. And in the Far East, all the major indexes, the Nikkei, the Shanghai, the Hang Seng, all up between 0.2 and 0.4%, Greg. Let's have a look at some individual stocks now. I'm looking at a couple of resources stocks doing well today.
Yes, I suppose that's where the strength is. I think the iron ore price was up overnight. Something which is actually funny enough, looking at Kumba, that one up 3.2%. So still some life in these resource counters for sure.
Yes, there is. In fact, the top five are Kumba iron ore, Assore, African rainbow minerals, Polk's prop right at the bottom there. On the downside, we've already spoken about AB InBev down just over 2%, the JSE nearly 2% weaker, Aspen 1.3% down, Motus is a 1.2% loser, British American Tobacco just keeps on drilling down 1.1% at 506, Greg. You're watching out for that 500 number, aren't you?
Well, I did actually buy some stock when it was around in the mid 490s, and it did have a nice rally up to about 540. So its pullback is a little disappointing, but I think it's probably forming a base around the 500 level.
I have to tell you a story now. I was at home on my own watching cricket yesterday and switching between cricket and tennis. And, of course, the Formula One Grand Prix was already over, so I could just concentrate on the cricket and tennis, mainly the cricket, I must say. And it got to the point where I started sweating, my heart started pounding, and I couldn't watch it anymore because I absolutely knew that England would not win this game. There was no way. They needed 15 off the last over. And anyway, with about three overs to go, I wandered across the road to a bar, which didn't have any television. And then I looked on my phone and saw that England were getting closer. So I phoned up Greg Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and he talked me through it, didn't you, Greg?
Oh, I must say, I really enjoyed that chat. It was fun. It was exciting. It's good to have, you know, a fellow sports fan to talk to. My wife has got absolutely no interest in sport, and she kept on reminding me that I said I wouldn't watch it. But she stormed off to the bedroom, and then it was just wonderful to go through. And I mean, the cricket gods were smiling on England. I mean, I think payback for, you know, each one of those stadiums was sold out the minute the tournament was announced. You know, the fans turned up and they supported their team, and it was just a glorious day. It was, and I mean, that when they had to, when they more or less ran the six, you know, they ran the two, and then the ball came off the batsman's ball and went for four.
Yeah,
then I thought that.
You know, the etiquette there is that you don't run. If it hits your bat, you don't run. But if it goes to the boundary, then the umpire has to give the four runs plus the two they've already run, so six. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, I was screaming at the TV, run, run, run. I said to check my rule book. But he was gracious enough to, you know, apologize, which then you just wanted them to win even more. Yeah.
Greg, thank you so much for your time. That's Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.